Hello, listeners. I'm Jane Doe, and welcome to my first ever podcast. I want to speak to you today about my sense of digital literacy. So diving straight in, there's a talk by Gregory Stock in 2003, which is focused on the development of biotech. But there's also one by Jeanette Winterson in 2022, which focuses on how are we smart enough as humans to survive our own technological advancements. 19 years apart, but they're both saying the same thing. What really rung out to me is the statements, this is the only time humans have been where they are now. The future will look back to now. And in contrast between these two videos, 19 years apart, the future is looking forward to the problems relevant in there now. But what is clear is we are advancing so fast, we need to keep up to survive, because the future is looking digital. Therein lies the need for technology to centre in education and for education to be delivered through technologies. And as Renee Hobbs tells us in 2017, if we don't, learners risk becoming passive users and won't achieve the digital literacy that they are going to need. I am definitely one who shies away from new technologies, but gaining an understanding of its rapid growth and future prospects has opened my eyes, and I can't base teaching practices on how I was taught just because it feels safe. The biggest challenge for me is definitely going to be keeping up, and it requires continuous learning, but when you're in a school environment controlled by budgets, accessing the resources to train myself and other relevant staff comes with some difficulty. David Knox in 2022 reports on the excellent example of the Inspire Academy, formed by Apple and the Scottish Borders Council. It revolutionised edtech in the Scottish Borders. And inspiringly, the Scottish Borders Council in 2023 highlighted their investment in teaching teachers, student learning, collaboration with Apple, ensuring equity for all. And these are four key words in my opinion: teaching, learning, collaboration and equity. Needless to say, the programme was very successful. But as exciting as this all is, there's also major implications. Nita Rampal in 2023 talks about major risks from testing, collecting and monitoring data from children. Referring to cases such as testing artificial intelligence on children in Chinese schools and how the Delhi government have dismissed concerns on data privacy, Rampal presents how ultimately children are being used as test subjects by tech corporations and it is supported in their education. Their data is used freely with no protection. It's interesting how we have moved from such strict ethical guidelines to research as provided by the British Educational Research Association in 2004 to freely taking data from children for corporate gain. And the benefits to education remain to be seen. So where does that ethically balance with stealing data? CNBC International in 2003 highlight child protection risks of social media in education, the lack in control that comes with it, the fast distractions it gives access to, and also the risk of cyberbullying. My own daughter in primary 7 faced huge challenges with this, and also immense resources and time were needed from the school to address the situation. Finally, how do we ensure equitable access, particularly where children and families can't afford the technologies and schools can't afford to provide them for everyone? Norris in 2021 expands how in Canada the pandemic made tech giants rich while schools accumulated debt. He proposes a tax on tech giant profits to invest in education. But another idea might be seen in the Scottish Borders collaboration between the corporation and the education authority. The challenge is finding the solution that can meet the needs of the whole world to provide equal access. All in all, technology is hugely important in education now. For the future, we don't know yet. It doesn't come without risk, but we must find a way to legislate and navigate these. It is inevitable, and for me personally, I think that is going to mean being a little bit braver. Thank you all for listening, and I will catch you next time.